Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Coley Tangela on Our World. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Public Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
I have come to the conclusion that being rich can make you crazy. Literally, make you insane. I can prove this by saying just two words. Donald Trump, a man who is college educated, who is worth $8 to $10 billion, if you believe him. But most financial folks say he's only worth a measly $3 billion. I think once you need an understanding of quantum mechanics and a supercomputer to comprehend someone's net worth, it's pretty safe to say that you're rich. But having a lot of money doesn't mean that you have a lot of good sense. Donald Trump, rich business white guy, so-called reality star, woke up about a month ago, obviously bored with buying stuff and putting his name on it, decided that the world and America would be better with him as the president of the United States. A major sign of insanity. Delusion. At his announcement that he was going to run for president in what I surely knew must have been an attempt to lock up the Latino and people of color vote, he said the people who come to America from Mexico are mostly thieves, drug dealers, and rapists. Then after that, he said that former presidential candidate and U.S. senator, prisoner of war, who had a chance to be released, and only would do it if his fellow American hostages were released as well. John McCain was not a war hero. Now that's how you get veteran and military support. Rich people are more likely to be psychopaths, said the National Academy of Sciences report on a series of studies done by the University of California at Berkeley. They revealed that rich people are more likely to break rules, cheat, act greedy and selfish, feel less empathy towards others, and have a sense of entitlement than the rest of us. To paraphrase the late great African-American philosopher Biggie Smalls, more money, more psychosis. I suggest the next time you're listening to a person who is worth millions and billions, you might want to do that in the company of a trained mental health professional. I don't have all negative things to say about Donald Trump. He deserves to be praised for his work in wildlife preservation. It takes a really special person to adopt some strange little orange-red fuzzy animal and let it live on top of your head. My name's Coley Tangela, and that's my take.